You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Who's your team taking tonight? The NFL Draft Day is here as we welcome you in to a Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on Eastern Iowa Zone for Sports, 1600 ESPN, local sports talk coming your way. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Andrew on the other side of the glass once again on a Thursday, and we've got a good show coming up for you. A lot of NFL draft talk to get to as the first round comes up tonight. We'll have it for you beginning at 6 o'clock, right after Spencer on Sports. He's on the air from 4 until 6, and then we hand it off to ESPN and their terrific coverage of night number one from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, Wisconsin, as it'll be the NFL draft getting underway. I think it's going to be wild and woolly tonight, and I think it's going to be wild and woolly from the get-go. Not saying the Tennessee Titans are going to be trading that number one pick, but I think we're going to see at least one trade in the top 10. That's my prediction. A big trade coming up tonight. What do you think? Text line available, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Phone line as well. Like to pick up the phone, talk to Andrew. That's 319-366-1600 here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. And out of NFL talk, we'll get to that. I might throw a little bit of baseball in there as well if we have time at the end. And our final... Yes, sadly, our final Bowling Night in America recap for the year. And a sneak peek, it's not much different than the other Bowling Night in America recaps from the year of 2024-2025. Are we still defending champions until next Wednesday, or did we give that up last night?
You gave it up.
We gave it up last night. Okay, we are not the champions. We do not have to worry about setting something up next year. That's the best part about not winning the title. But good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, guys. Good afternoon, everyone. And really looking forward to the draft tonight. And I agree. I think there's going to be some movement in the top five, maybe 10. I know the Giants and Browns, maybe phones ringing off the hook at two of the top three picks. You know, that's the unpredictability part of the whole thing. You can go ahead and see who's picking where and slot people in, but when those trades start falling, and then when somebody rocks the boat and picks someone that no one expects or takes someone higher than expected, then it gets real interesting.
It could get real interesting coming up this evening. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. Sad news, though, to start things off in the NFL, especially for Bears fans out there. Steve McMichael passing away last night. What, 67, Mark, was that the age? Affectionately known as Mongo over all the years. One of the greats of the modern era as far as defensive linemen is our concern, one of the best defensive linemen on maybe the best defensive team, one of the top five defensive giant teams of all time with the 46 defense, helped the Bears to win that Super Bowl over the New England Patriots down at the Superdome. And he's been sick for a long, long time, and it was expected, but sad situation.
It was. McMichael was succumbing to ALS after being diagnosed about 2020, 2021. But, yeah, as a Bears fan and that, you know, remember that 1985 team like it was yesterday, and he was terrific. Just look at the highlights if you don't know who Steve McMichael is. And, I mean, the guy averaged 9 sacks a season throughout his career. Think about that. And the Bears can thank the New England Patriots for his career, basically, because the Patriots drafted him out of Texas, cut him before the start of the second season, and the Bears picked him up in free agency. And the guy ends up a Hall of Famer. The only downside to his playing career was he ended it with the Packers. Sorry, Spencer. Sorry, Todd. Sorry, Isaac. All you Packer fans out there.
He was not known as a Packer, though.
No, he was not. But just inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2024 and had a little bit of a pro wrestling career, which I don't remember a whole lot of.
Yeah, and I'm glad he got to get into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was very a very tender moment there with his wife always by his side and a lot of his teammates with the 85 Bears. And he will go down as one of the greats of all time. And, yeah, take a look. I mean, ferocious guy on the football field. And a little bit... You know, he had his moments off the football field as well. The famous seventh inning stretch singing at Wrigley Field with Angel Hernandez when he went after Angel Hernandez on the PA. But that was Steve McMichael. He wasn't backing down from anybody. I mean, that was the Bears' personality back in the day. And I think they miss that. I think the NFL misses that a little bit.
Just a bunch of characters. I mean... You're aware of the Super Bowl shuffle, but so many other things with McMahon at quarterback and Peyton and Perry and Singletary, and I can go on and on and on. But it was a fun team. I think it was one of the best defenses in history, and McMichael was a big part of it.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. As we remember Steve McMichael here before we get into the NFL draft.
Remember the good days of Bears football, too.
Yeah. You hope they come back, though.
Hope it.
They're going to come back. It is cyclical. And I think the Bears, hey, the city of Chicago right now is on... it is not on a heater. Let's just say that. The Northsiders are playing good baseball. Ask the Dodgers. We watched that last night with a Dodger fan who was not very happy. As Shohei Ohtani left about seven more guys on base last night, which he probably got paid, what, $3,500 every time he left a guy on base last night? I don't know. Getting to the draft, though, which starts tonight. In Green Bay, as we mentioned, 79-24, the first text of the afternoon, saying the steal of the draft tonight is whoever gets quarterback Jackson Dart.
Mm. I like him.
I do, too. I think he's got a lot of upside. I think he's a guy that's a little bit under the radar. He's got a little Dak Prescott in him, I think. And yeah, that's going to get the Cowboy fans a little bit riled up because, you know, they're not real high on Dak Prescott right now. But tell you what, he's been a very good quarterback over the years in the National Football League. And I think Dart reminds me of him a little bit.
Yeah, Cam Warren's going to be the number one pick. Tennessee has said it's not going to entertain any trade offers. You know, maybe at the last minute they'll get something they can't refuse. But it appears Ward is the guy at number one. And then after that, it's a mix of players like Dart and Jalen Milroe and Shador Sanders. Some people think he high draft pick. He could be fall out of the first round. That's going to be a storyline tonight, no question about it. And then there's going to be some others like maybe a Will Howard that doesn't go in the first round and ends up being a nice NFL quarterback. Tonight's interesting, but what happens in the ensuing years is really the proof in the pudding.
Yeah, it all looks good tonight, and we will get to more about tonight coming up here in a moment, but it's how you perform 3 or 4 years down the line that is going to be the proof in the pudding here. Tennessee is going to keep Cam Ward, as you mentioned, Mr. Smooth. Out there, he is just—he makes everything look really easy.
Mm-hmm.
Had a terrific last couple of years in college football. Had a very good first half in the bowl game against Iowa State. Did not see the field in the second half of that one. He is going to need some weapons, though. This is a Tennessee Titan team that just does not have a lot around him. And they're not going to be – Cam Ward probably going to step in there and be the quarterback, but they're not going to get a whole lot better this year because there's just not a lot around them. Then it's going to get interesting because you got Cleveland at number two as of the moment, and all the speculation is they are going to take the Heisman winner, Travis Hunter, at this point. How much is he going to play defense? How much offense is he going to play? Is Cleveland going to trade that pick perhaps? We'll see. But I tell you what, even if he plays, 10 plays on the offensive side of the football per game, Mark, you put him out there with Judy and other people for Kevin Stefanski and the Cleveland Browns, that's going to get a lot of people's attention. A lot of defensive coordinators' attention.
No doubt about it.
And I think it's kind of intriguing. I think Cleveland's going to stay. I think Cleveland is going to stay, and I think they are going to take Travis Hunter.
They'd be smart to stay. And what is it? The Giants at three?
Yes.
They could use Abdul Carter, couldn't they?
Yep. Most everyone has in their mocks, by the way, everyone except you, me, and Andrew has a mock draft at this point. I don't know, Andrew, do you have a mock draft out there? Did you make one?
No, not at all.
No mock?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right, just checking. Maybe you're working on it right now. I don't know.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Cam Ward. Cam Ward's a good spot to start. Thank you. I think the Giants are going to stay, and I think they are going to go and get somebody to rush the quarterback, and that's Abdul Carter.
I think so, too. Again, the trades could be a factor, but these quarterbacks, I mean, it was only 2 years ago that Tennessee traded up in the second round to get Will Levis. They thought he was going to be it's only 2 years ago. And, you know, one of these guys, whether it's Sanders or Milrow or Dart or whoever it may be, is not going to cut the mustard. And that's why it's so hard to scout these guys and project and whatnot. The good teams do it well.
2757 says the Vikings should trade up to number two and get Hunter.
Ah.
What are you giving up? That's what I was just going to say. You're number one. That's the first thing it's going to be asked. Probably another pretty high draft choice this year. Maybe next year's number one or number two. And you're going to have to give a player up probably for Hunter. That would be my guess. After the top three, Mark, anything is possible tonight. And you've got a chance. Yeah, a chance that a running back, might be taken in the top 10 with Ashton Jeanty of Boise State. Jacksonville needs a running back. There's a lot of talk that the Dallas Cowboys, they really covet Jeanty, and they're going to move up or try to move up. Will New England trade out of the four? There's a little speculation that they might trade. That's where I think you're going to see that trade tonight, coming in the top 10. Somewhere between 5 and 10, you're going to see that trade.
Are the Bears satisfied with DeAndre Swift at running back? Will they trade up from number 10 up into the top 5? You got to move into the top 5, don't you?
I would think.
But there's good quality players across the board. Offensive line, edge rushers, tight ends, what have you. A lot of good players out there that, you know, somebody's going to be taken earlier than expected. I almost guarantee it.
What does your team need? What do you think they're going to take? What do you think they're going to do and why? 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you out there. As far as my Kansas City Chiefs are concerned, they have made a pretty regular practice of trading up. And their trading partner is usually the Buffalo Bills, but you're not going to trade up very far to get Buffalo, although they got Xavier Worthy last year by trading up. But I don't see that happening. Your Bears are at number 10, and there's a lot of speculation that the Bears could be looking to trade down, maybe get a couple more draft choices. I think the Bears need a little bit of help on the defensive line. They need some. Everybody needs offensive linemen. There are a lot of people saying the Bears are going to get a tight end. Do you like that?
Not necessarily. I mean, the Bears have three second-round picks. They're going to get some good players if they're smart in the second round, in addition to that first-round pick. Do you give up maybe a one and a two or a couple twos to take a Junty or a, whoever you want to take? I don't know. Tyler Warren, Cole Kmet's a nice tight end. A lot of teams have multiple tight ends, and I think that's a good thing. Tyler Warren can do a lot of things. He's kind of a hybrid guy, but I don't necessarily like him at number 10. The Bears made some moves in the offseason to shore up the offensive line. Still need a left tackle to compete with what the Bears have out there. They could use some help on defense. An edge guy like Abdul Carter, okay, I'll sign up for that. I don't think it's going to happen. But those are some of the needs there. And, the Bears are going to be looking at running back, too. And I think they can get somebody good in the second round. I'd be thrilled with Trevian Henderson from Ohio State, who I think I think a lot of.
There's a lot of talk that he's going to go in the first round, though, tonight.
Yeah.
That there you're going to see at least two running backs go in the first round, which would be an upset. We haven't seen a first round with two running backs in a long time. But there's a lot of speculation. Tyler Warren is just he's intriguing at 6'6", 250. He did all sorts of great things at Penn State. I mean, the guy threw the ball, caught the ball. Great blocker, special teams. He did everything out there. And it's just he's kind of a freakish athlete. So I think that's what is intriguing to the Bears at 10.
But you could pass on him and maybe get a Loveland from Michigan in the second round if you're looking for a tight end. Maybe in the first round the Bears need to go after that edge guy or an offensive lineman, in my mind. Should Junty's not going to fall to 10, but if something like that happens, I suppose you have to jump on him too.
You got Colston Loveland, who the tight end from Michigan, who came out early. He's also 6'6", 250. A lot of people thinking he's going to be a first-round guy as well. You got your edge guys in there. Denver needs a running back. There's a lot of talk that Trevian Henderson is going to go to Denver at number 20. I don't like that because Denver is getting really good, and that would be a big shot in the arm for those folks. Quarterbacks. Obviously, we're going to see Cam Ward go early. That is maybe the biggest mystery tonight. Shedeur Sanders, either you love him or you don't love him as far as quarterbacking is concerned. Some people have him as high as number 3. Most of the mocks now have him falling all the way down to the Pittsburgh Steelers at 21. Does Pittsburgh maybe get a little bit nervous and trade up if they see a team that possibly, maybe, could take a quarterback, thinking of the future? Does Dart come in there somewhere in the first round? A lot of same situation with him and Shedeur Sanders. A lot of people think he's worthy of a first-round pick, but maybe he's not worthy of a first-round pick.
Pittsburgh needs, like other teams, Pittsburgh needs to settle on somebody. One day it's Russell Wilson, next day it's Justin Fields, now it's Shedeur Sanders. You know, maybe it's, you know, the old gray beard from Green Bay. the Jets. You know, they've been playing musical chairs at quarterback there.
Music. We'll get to music.
Oh, boy.
We will get to music coming up.
That's where Andrew may come in. I don't know.
We're going to need you, Andrew. So stand by, okay?
Okay. All
right. We'll let you know when. As far as other Midwest teams are concerned, Vikings at 24. They've got needs at a lot of spots right now. They're going to have a, in essence, a rookie quarterback more than likely. There's talk of a running back there. That could be the third one with Amarion Hampton of North Carolina. Could go to the Minnesota Vikings at that pick. Could we see more running backs taken in the first round than quarterbacks tonight? That's how crazy this first round is.
That's a possibility, yeah.
If that's a prop bet, do you take it? ESPN, in one of their mock drafts, has Jackson Dart in a trade at the end of the first round with the New York Giants. And he would be the quarterback of the future for the New York Giants. I personally think we're going to see more running backs tonight in the first round than quarterbacks.
I don't know why not. You know, this trend in past years to de-emphasize the running back position, I think teams sometimes just, you know, abandon the run and get fascinated with the passing game. And, you know, very few teams can win a Super Bowl without a running game. And Philadelphia did that nicely, and you got a running quarterback, you got Barkley back there. I mean, that's a nice tandem. Not everybody, you know, is afforded that opportunity, but maybe the running back will come back. I don't know. You know, it goes year to year, the talent level and whatnot, but it's a decent year for running backs, I think, and that's where Caleb Johnson comes in. Where's he going? Who's the first Iowa Collegian going to be taken today or tomorrow?
Probably tomorrow. And we'll talk about that coming up here. It's a copycat league. We know that. And the Philadelphia Eagles showed last year, hey, running back matters. And Saquon Barkley was really good. Record-setting year for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I believe that impetus is going to set up at least three running backs going tonight. Hampton, Henderson, and Jenty.
I'm marking it down. We won't be able to revisit that till Monday and Tuesday with you.
Yes.
But we'll be able to more on that in a minute.
319-366-1600. The Vikings should trade up to 2 for Hunter, trade their first rounder and McCarthy to Cleveland, and sign that guy from the Jets. / Green Bay.
Run that down again.
Vikings should trade to 2, get Hunter.
Okay.
Trade their first rounder up to Cleveland at 24. Trade J.J. McCarthy and sign Aaron Rodgers. Boy, Aaron Rodgers in a Viking uniform would look about as weird as Brett Favre did.
I think a lot of Travis Hunter.
He's a heck of an athlete. A heck of an athlete. They need help. Vikings need help. But I don't know.
So Cleveland's getting McCarthy and a first rounder.
Correct.
And Minnesota's getting
the number two pick. You may have to give up a little more.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have to give up a little bit more to get that number two pick. Probably third or fourth this year, or a first or a second next. Probably a second
next year. McCarthy's unproven.
Don't know how good he is yet. He was decent at Michigan, but Todd Blackledge was decent at Penn State.
You can't get that guy out of your mind.
No, I cannot. No, I cannot. 329. We'll talk more about the draft coming up here and more. But we need to get to Mark and this Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, which is brought to you by Emil's. They are on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, open at 4 o'clock, and they're a classic local American restaurant right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. And you can take a look at their terrific menu online at emilshideaway.com. What have we got?
The Twins ground crew dumped about 200 bags of Diamond Dry on the field before pulling the tarp on, and it's the Twins and Sox, White Sox that is, are in a rain delay through seven innings, White Sox leading 3-0. The Mariners and Red Sox nearly complete, two outs in the ninth, the Mariners leading 4-3. The Red Sox have a runner on first. The Rockies and Royals playing, bottom of the eighth, two outs, The Royals ahead 7-4.
Thank God for the Colorado Rockies.
And the only other game in progress right now in the bottom of the third inning, the Brewers and the Giants tied 2-2. Kyle Larson experienced his first crash at Indianapolis Motor Speedway today during open testing for the Indy 500. Two-time champion Takuma Sato also crashed moments later as drivers test the new IndyCar hybrid that will debut at the Speedway this year. Larson will be attempting the quote-unquote double in racing at Indy and the Coca-Cola race next month. Finally, Iowa quarterbacks are in the news. Former Hawkeye Brendan Sullivan has decided to play his last season at Tulane, which coincidentally opens next season against Northwestern, another of Sullivan's former teams. Iowa landed another quarterback in Jeremy Heklinski from Wake Forest. One of his former coaches there was Warren Ruggiero, now an analyst at Iowa. Heklinski has 4 years of eligibility remaining.
So three quarterbacks, transferred quarterbacks now in the room for Iowa. And that's obviously what Tim Lester was talking about. He was foreshadowing a little bit yesterday.
Four, actually. Jackson Stratton.
Well, that's true. Jackson Stratton, who has the most,
most
starting experience of anybody, at least for Iowa, in the quarterback room.
Yeah.
That does not include South Dakota State, but... It's an interesting thing that Tim Lester was talking about yesterday. Yeah, you know, we would welcome a new guy in there. He knew.
If you're Jimmy Sullivan coming out of high school, what are you thinking? What's your future look like? I'm this Heklinski is going to be there 4 years.
And he was a four-star. Not that it matters.
No.
Not that it matters. Yes, Gene, I know the Vikes were 14-3 last year. But they made a lot of off-season things, moves. And they've got an unproven quarterback. So that's all I'm saying. I am not down on your Vikings. 2757 says they need to go to number two to get Travis Hunter. And I don't know if I want to do that to Mark and all the Bears fans.
Go ahead. I can take it.
6389 says today is the eighth anniversary of the Bears trading up to get the truth, Mitch Trubisky. Happy Patrick Mahomes Day, they say. I'm happy. 319-366-1600. Let's take a break, come back, more on the draft and more sports as we get ready for the weekend. On a Thursday edition, we are off tomorrow due to Cubs baseball, Cubs and the Phillies tomorrow from Wrigley Field. So we will have that for you on 1600 ESPN. Back with more after this.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with some periodic showers and storms during the day today. Temperatures are going to be still in the 70s, and we'll have the chance for more rain as we head into tonight. Showers and some storms will be more widespread after 9 p.m. with some pockets of heavy rain, small hail, gusty winds, and rain will continue into Friday morning. Well, the showers finally winding down around the late morning hours tomorrow, and we'll get some dry time over the weekend. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Hey, want to make your next meal a little less ordinary? Well, head to Quickstar. Hey, we are so back serving up our legendary No Ordinary Chicken. Yeah, your dinner is hand-breaded, fried to perfection, ready to eat for tonight's dinner. Or you can buy it cold, sealed fresh for tomorrow's lunch. You know, we love to make life easier for you. This isn't just any chicken. It's Quickstar's No Ordinary Chicken. Stop into your local Quickstar today and taste the difference.
At Old Town Construction, we're more than just builders. We're a family. Making friends, having fun, and giving back to our communities is our top priority. From first consultation to final nail, our team is dedicated to delivering top quality work with a personal touch. Home renovation, new build, or repair, we're here to ensure the job is done right. With Old Town Construction, you're not just gaining a contractor, you're gaining a partner who cares about your community. Let's build something great together. Visit OLDETownConstruction.com today.
Quarterback Jordan Love isn't just on Green Bay's team. He's also on the American Family Insurance team. Because like us, he believes in dreaming fearlessly.
Just chase your dreams and don't let nobody hold you back.
And we help protect those dreams with the right coverage so you can
dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The sports calendar is heating up, and with ESPN Bet Sportsbook, you can go from checking news to stats to placing bets in a couple of taps. Stream games, bet live, and get exclusive offers when you link your ESPN account. Right now, you can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet app and sign up with promo code USL to get started today. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
3:36, more talk on the draft coming up here, but it's time for your chance to enter into the Spring into Cash giveaway here on 1600 ESPN. We've teamed up with a national contest to give our listeners a chance to win a $5,000 prize. All you need to do is to go to kgymradio.com right now and enter today's keyword, which is rain. We've certainly had a lot of it lately. So today's winning keyword is rain. Go to kgymradio.com right now. Enter that word in the entry form for your chance to win. Full contest rules available at the website. And another chance to enter the word rain at 5:30. Coming up with Spencer on sports. Talking NFL draft, which comes up tonight. Cyclone Tim says he will be watching the draft tonight, drinking one or two drafts. And hoping that the Vikings do the right moves tonight.
Attaboy.
There you go. Going to be a fun evening at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. And we have several listeners to our local shows that are going to be making their way up to Green Bay and Lambeau Field tonight. Hope they have fun.
Watch for the 1600 placards.
That's right. We told one of the listeners to, fatheads. They're going to have fatheads of us. So
that'd be bad.
They're not gonna bad. Even if you brought them, they're not going to show them. 319-366-1600. Mention Iowa and Iowa State folks, you and I folks as well, although I'm not sure we may see a Panther late. But I think this year we are certainly going to hear some names of Cyclones and Hawkeyes. Who's going to be the first one? That's going to be the question. I don't believe there's going to be someone tonight. Iowa State broke, I guess, that infamous streak. So that is finally behind them of first-round draft choices or no first-round draft choices. But I do think we're going to see a Cyclone taken first. I think you're going to see Jaden Higgins go probably tomorrow. And then I'm going to say Caleb Johnson's going second. Very close to one another.
I think I agree with you. Jalen Noel won't be far behind, if he is. Those three in particular are going to be second, third-round picks. But I think Higgins and Johnson are solid number twos. We'll see.
Higgins probably because he's a little bit bigger than Noel. And NFL, bigger is better. Not anything against Noel, but I think Higgins has got a little bit more tools that the NFL likes.
Iowa State's put some receivers in the NFL. Lazard has had a nice career. Xavier Hutchinson was with Houston this year. Higgins and Noel are going to find a spot in the roster, I think.
True. That's one spot that Iowa has not had a lot of success.
Not a lot.
In the National Football League. But tonight, as Cyclone Tim is watching and listening, we'll have it for you here on 1600 ESPN, starting with the pre-draft coverage from Green Bay at 6 o'clock. Wouldn't it be great if the ESPN folks covering on television and radio in traditional Green Bay way go to the set on bicycles? Because if you are a Packer fan, you know what I'm talking about. With a lot of their training, they bike from the practice fields to Lambeau Field and all around, et cetera, et cetera. So I think that would be a very apropos way. There is going to be something different tonight. I'm not sure I'm ready for this, but I get it. I understand. Mark, you and I are old. We're curmudgeons.
Older than some.
There's going to be walk-up music tonight for the draft choices. And I think this is unprecedented in draft history for baseball, basketball. I don't really watch the basketball too often, but maybe they've had it. I don't know. But this is the first year for football, right?
As far as I know, if they've had it before, I didn't notice. But the NFL, on its Twitter page, I happen to notice this, put out the list of, it looks like a dozen players and their walk-up songs. And I have to admit, you know, I recognize Jay-Z. I recognize Lil Wayne.
Drake.
I recognize Drake. And when Cam Ward is taken with the number one pick, his song is Freestyle by Rod Wave. Now, I don't know if that's an individual or a group or what. Help us out, listeners.
No idea. Andrew, do you know?
I know a couple of them. Like, hardly any of them, though. I'm like, I've never heard this song. I've never heard of this artist. So,
should we get Taylor and Destiny over here?
I think they're going to be in the same boat we all are. So,
you make me feel better, Andrew.
You do make Mark and I feel a lot better. But that is going to be the song that you hear tonight when that pick is made. And I know they've had bands there in the past, live bands.
I don't think so.
Playing, but not anything like we're going to hear tonight. And I hope it doesn't overwhelm everything. Just let it kind of go into the background. And
right. It doesn't need to be too loud. It just needs to kind of like faintly play in the background.
True.
Now, apparently, Gunna, G-U-N-N-A, is a poppy. There are two or three guys.
Okay.
Mason Graham from Michigan. He's a Gunna fan.
What are artists not on my playlist?
They're on Ashton Junty's playlist. Yeah.
Rod Wave is a rapper. Says Gene and Vinton with the street cred today. Thank you, Gene. Rolling up and down Vinton streets playing a Rod Wave. I like that. Very good. Well, that's what we're going to expect tonight. I don't know if it's going to go through on the radio. We'll have to see. I'm sure it will, because they go up to the podium and have the announcement. You'll get the man hog from the commissioner, so that is something to look forward to. If you are in attendance, like you said, there's about, a dozen that are going to be there tonight in attendance or so?
Well, I was speaking of the walk-up music, a list of about a dozen. I don't know how many are going to be in the green room. I think it'd be a shame if Shador Sanders is in the room and he's not taken in the first round.
Aha. Uh-huh. Apparently, Rain has won. Twins have lost.
Well, good. The way they look today, that's a good thing.
And the White Sox win their sixth on April 24th.
Okay.
Cyclone Tim is rolling his eyes. And Cajun Troy does not know the song.
Troy is hip. If she doesn't know some of these artists, that's really making me feel good.
319-366-1600. What do you think is going to be the first Iowa Connection player taken tonight or tomorrow or in the draft itself? I'd like to hear from you and your thoughts at 319-366-1600. And how about your favorite team? What are they going to do and why? We talked a little bit about the Vikings. Your Bears, we talked a little bit about that. How about the Packers?
Yeah.
In this. A lot of speculation that they are going to go defense with their pick, which is 23. Shamar Stewart, the edge rusher from Texas A&M. A lot of people are liking him. Tell you the guy I am really intrigued by. Of course, there are other people saying the Packers need wideouts. And, yeah, I guess. But tell you what, they did a pretty good job last year.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to say it was the no-name crew for Green Bay, but I thought they stepped up and did a good job last year.
They did. I probably could use a receiver. I'm sure Spencer is more tuned into that than I am. But just looking at this draft order, I think the team that is going to gum up the works and always does gum up the works is the Raiders.
Mm.
The Raiders at 6. Are they going to go Junty? Are they going to trade? They're going to take somebody. Well, Al Davis isn't around anymore to make an out of left field pick, but they could.
The guy with the best arm.
I'm saying the Raiders. Todd Marinovich.
Oh boy. yeah. Here's the guy, the one individual that could throw the draft off tonight. Is going to be Josh Simmons, the offensive lineman from Ohio State, the 6'5", 317-pounder. If you recall last year, Mark was injured, missed most of the season, and there are several teams, including my Kansas City Chiefs, that are really coveting Josh Simmons. Now, is he going to get the 100% clear from the doctors?
Mm-hmm.
That is a big, big question mark at this time. But he is mocked anywhere between the Dolphins at 13 and the Chiefs way down at the bottom of the draft at 31. He's going to go somewhere in there. And how he comes back from that pretty significant injury is going to be very interesting. But he's really good, and he would have been the number one guy. He'd have been a top 10 guy for sure if he stayed healthy.
There are some good tackles out there. Banks is coveted, I think, by many, and others. But I was sitting here thinking, aside from Hunter, you haven't heard a lot about wide receivers this year. And wide receivers has been big in recent drafts. And you know, there's a few out there that I can think of, but maybe it's not a big wide receiver heavy draft. I don't know.
Really not. Good edge guys this year. That's one part of this draft. A couple linemen. We mentioned the running backs in there as well. You're going to see Abuka probably go toward the end of the first round.
Good player.
Emeka Abuka from Ohio State. I think he's probably going to go toward the end. Tight ends. I think you could see three or four tight ends perhaps go in the draft. It's not quite the wide receiver draft that we had last year. It's a different draft altogether. 2170 says he might not be the first pick, but he thinks Sebastian Castro is going to have the best NFL career.
Hmm. Didn't show well at the combine or in his testing. And didn't have as good a year as he did the previous year, do you think?
I would agree.
It doesn't mean he's not going to be a good pro at all. Versatile. He's a versatile player. And you got to tackle, big tackle from Iowa State, I think, is going to surprise some people, too.
I would agree with that. And I tell you what, John Cooper of Our Lads talked about Jay Higgins. I think somebody in the 5th, 6th round is going to get an absolute sleeper.
Yeah.
And a Sam Mills type, the field mouse. I think Jay Higgins is going to be that kind of guy.
Is that, to a lesser extent, Jack Sawyer from Ohio State. All he can do is play football, and you don't see him in the first round.
No.
He's going to be a second or maybe even third day pick. That guy can play football, and so can Higgins.
Cajun Troy wants the Saints to trade picks to get help for next year because there's no hope for this year. No hope. Don't give up hope, Troy. Never give up hope. So,
especially in April.
Very true. Very, very true. 319-366-1600 here at 349, and we've been talking about the draft, and got the first round tonight, second and third rounds coming up on Friday evening, and then the final rounds, that would be 4, 5, 6, and 7, will go very quickly coming up on Saturday. Tennessee's taking Cam Ward. Everybody knows they're going to take Cam Ward. Are they going to take the entire 15 minutes tonight? Just get your card up there within the first minute and let's move on, right?
I'm all for that. I'm all for dropping the walk-up music and the bear hug with Roger Goodell and just do it. But it's got to be a production. I understand.
Cyclone Tim wants the meanest, toughest. Wait, I got to make sure I say this right here. Meanest, toughest, snot dripping offensive or defensive lineman the Vikings can get. 78-36, we've been talking about this. Will Higgins or Noel go first? I think Higgins. I think Higgins is going to be the first guy picked with an Iowa connection. Iowa State, UNI, whatever. I think that he's going to be the first one, but it will not be tonight. It'll be tomorrow. I think he can go in the second round. I really do. And I think he will go in the second round.
He's a very good receiver. He did so much for Iowa State, and I think he's going to be, make some team pretty happy. I'm really fascinated by Caleb Johnson and where he's going to go, the Iowa running back. And, you know, Junty is clearly what everybody feels is a top running back, and I'm really in love with Trevion Henderson, as I mentioned. But you mentioned Hampton, Johnson, Caleb Johnson, Jenkins from Ohio State, and among others. I mean, where does Caleb Johnson fit in?
I think end of the second, maybe top of the third. He's gonna get his name called tomorrow night on Friday.
Okay.
I'm very confident in that. Very confident. Then Noel will as well. He's going to go third. I don't think he's going to go to fourth.
He can return a kick.
Right.
Which makes him more valuable.
Which makes him very valuable. All right. You need to take a break, come back, and we'll wrap things up here for Thursday pre-NFL draft edition of the Jim Class. Stick with us. More to come after this here on 1600 ESPN.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash, and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, hon.
My brother got life insurance from Ethos, and it only took 10 minutes. And he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Vivid Seats is your ultimate destination for basketball and hockey this season. With a game-changing rewards program and an unbeatable selection of tickets, they make it easy for every fan to watch their favorite teams and players in action. Catch every one-timer and buzzer-beating three live and in person from your favorite seat. Plus, every ticket is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee, giving you peace of mind with every purchase. Don't miss out. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa, Michaela. Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything. But while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. 3:55, right on the button, on a Thursday edition of the Jim Class. Again, we are off tomorrow due to Cubs baseball. Cubs and the Phillies will play an afternoon game at Wrigley Field coming up tomorrow, and that will be a 12:45 pregame. Don't forget, Spencer on Sports coming your way next. More draft talk and your next chance to get signed up for the Spring into Cash giveaway around 5:30 this afternoon. 6 o'clock tonight will be coverage of the NFL draft. Looking forward to that from ESPN. One prediction here. We've been asking about who's going to be the first Iowa-connected player to go. Here's one that says Caleb Johnson will be the first. There'll be a run at that running back position. Definitely could see that. I don't see it tonight, but tomorrow for sure. Well, last night, sad night. Great to have you and Rusty out there and others. And we wrapped up the year for Bowling Night in America. And our final Bowling Night in America wrap-up is brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. They are the home of Bowling Night in America. We will be back the first Wednesday after Labor Day. It'll be quicker than we know. But it was a night much like all the other nights this year.
Kind of an appropriate ending, getting drubbed by the opponent, but I think I made the comment in game two, you guys can start showing off anytime you want.
Didn't happen, did it?
It didn't really happen. You had a nice series, top 10 series, but by and large, it was, I don't think it was a sad ending. It was about time this damn thing is over type night, but the league is wrapped up. Derline Scale won the league, defeating Diamond Edge. Merciful end for the Rusty Nails.
Very good. At 300 last night.
We did. Dave Egan had a 300 game. Darren Dolman had high series at 732. Only 3 700s last night. Kind of rare.
Yeah. And we got summer to improve. Stop by the Pro Shop at May City. If you want to inquire about summer leagues, they're forming right now. They'll have all the information out there, Mark.
Including information on the portal and the draft for next season.
I asked about the portal last night, and I got a few eye rolls.
Number out there is 362-0136, and the website, MayCityBowlCR.com. And can't thank May City Bowl enough for its involvement.
You bet. Back with you coming up on Monday. It'll be Isaac and Mark. I'll be back on Tuesday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Quarterback Jordan Love isn't just on Green Bay's team. He's also on the American Family Insurance team. Because like us, he believes in dreaming fearlessly.